Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Don't be surprised if I ask what a bag is.
Back to another episode of the Gold Diggers Podcast.
Yay!
We haven't done that in so long. That's actually filled up with so much joy. As you can see, we have a pretty full cast here. The Man United girls are unavailable today due to unforeseen circumstances. We don't know where they are, but we've got a lovely mixed panel with Chelsea and Arsenal affiliates, which is kind of great because one came third, the other came fifth, despite all of the talk and despite the candles lit by Rihanna over there. But I must say, ladies, everybody looks really good today. I see everyone's skin is glowing as well. This is us. Oh, no. Why are you finding your face, Samantha?
Me?
You look bare angry.
No, I'm just
minding a business.
Oh, just minding.
Russell finished fifth, man. What do you expect?
Why am I sitting next to
you? But also, before we start, guys, our studio engineer's back.
Yay!
Guys, we've missed him so much. Big up on Marzi. We miss him so much. But we'll start with me. So you'll join me at FLWN_. And we'll start going to the left.
Tima at teams_GH.
Sam at S4CK12.
Brianna at Shackard.
Faye, but my
every time! Oh my god!
Brie at Brie Blue.
Julie at J_Rosado.
Shy at Shyka.
Now, we could just start, we could just let Timo go off about how bad Arsenal have been this last quarter, or how bad of howlers that some of our cast members have had. But as a collective, we want to talk about team of the season. So sit back with us. We're going to try and gather who should be starting in our starting 11 for the team of the season. Now, we'll start with the goalkeeper. Let's get that out of the way. If it's easy, shall I take it away?
It's Alisson.
It's not though.
Who is it?
Excuse me?
You're going to say Mendy?
That's terrifying.
Why do you want the goalkeeper to be there?
I'm just saying.
It's Alisson. There's no debating
it. It's not though.
He's been the best keeper in Europe this season, not even just the Premier.
The thing is, if I say it, like, you guys are...
Say Mendy then.
I wasn't going to say Mendy.
Who is it?
I don't know if you ready. I actually think the goalkeeper of the season is Wolves keeper.
Oh god.
What? Because the same way you thought Wolves were going to make top four. Please, man.
It's Alisson.
Wait. Let's find out reasoning. So, Timo, why do you think it should have been Jose Sa?
Because I think that Alisson, everyone knows about Alisson's quality. Like, this is his first season. He's kept a lot of clean sheets. Actually, if you look at his statistics, he's right up there in terms of one of the best keepers in the league. Like, it's so very obvious to give it to Alisson, but for me, the Wolves keeper is...
But sometimes the obvious choice is the right choice, and the right choice is Alisson.
Why would you say the right choice is Alisson?
He's been the best goalkeeper in Europe this season, not even just the Prem. Fair enough. Liverpool didn't win the title today, right? But even their race, all the one-on-one saves that he's made has kept Liverpool in games. Like, just because they're the better team, get this Wolves keeper out of here. It's Alisson, and that's it. He collected another Golden Glove. Respect.
Okay, we'll go around. So,
to be honest, if it was Mendy, would you have put Jose Sarr there?
Mendy will never be.
No, but if Mendy was in contention for the Golden Glove,
no, I probably wouldn't have given it to Mendy because
you'd still given it to the goalkeeper.
Fair enough. Brie, who would you choose, Sarr or Alisson?
I got Alisson.
Junie?
Alison.
I don't need to ask you, Shia. It's only got to be Alison.
Yeah. Alison, yeah.
Faye?
Only Alison.
No shouts for Edouard
Mendy or... Absolutely not.
Okay, Edison.
Let's not forget what he did at West Ham this
season. No, did you see him today?
Okay. Just because he's not good on the last day of the season doesn't mean he wasn't good for the entire season. But I think that was easy enough. So here's where it gets a little bit interesting. I'm going to go right back. Now, Chelsea fans, I urge us to be as impartial as possible. But we'll start with anyone that, if anyone wants to take the floor.
Can I speak?
Yeah, go on.
I would have given it to Reece James if he had played more games. I think when he started this... Shush, please.
It doesn't even matter. Why does that matter?
Let me tell you why it matters.
Let's let Shy land and then we'll come to you, Faye, okay?
Because consistency is a thing, right? And I feel like if you look at what Trent done, consistent, he's been available. At no point in the season was Reece James better than Trent.
Take notes of what you say think is a lie. We'll come to you
I
after.
I don't think he was better than Trent. I think they were like this. Reece James got injured. He's been up, down, up, down. Trent has remained like this. For me, there's been no better right back this season. Reece James is a close second, but you can't put him in the team of the season.
Look, I'm very, very critical of Reece James, yeah?
Chelsea bias.
I'm critical of Reece James. I'm very critical of him, but he has like 9 assists. He's been out for
how much does Trent have?
12.
Check. Okay.
That's, and he's been out for 3 months. Sorry.
Actually, yeah, he doesn't mind.
Sorry. That's not good enough. Sorry. Reece James, all the way, baby. Reece James.
Chelsea better. Bias.
Okay, better than anything.
He's not better than Trent. Okay. No, he's not.
Before you guys get into it, Brianna, what about you? What's your opinion on this?
I won't fight Faye, but... I would say Trent, to be honest. Because I don't want to say exactly what Shia said, but I feel like he has been the better right back.
Based on what?
Based on performances.
Yeah.
You guys just are like, you are in awe of a Hollywood pass. He's actually a right back and he can't defend.
That's cap.
Reece James can do both.
That is cap.
Reece James can do both.
He can't defend.
Guys, there's too many people. 1v1 here. James is better than Trent. Let's not get it twisted.
I don't disagree with that.
But so then that makes sure
saying that he can't defend, I think that's lazy. He's just an average defender and excellent going forward.
Tima.
But Reece James is excellent going forward and an excellent defender.
He's excellent at both, yeah.
Congratulations, Reece James went too long on the injury table with Trent.
I can't believe so.
And then he only has 3 more assists than him. That's bad,
and
no?
What?
For the best right back in the world.
And
the
what?
Best right back in the league.
And
that's
what?
That's bad. Sorry, let's look at that. So if we want to look at the Premier League solely as an entity, so we've got Trent Alexander-Arnold with 12 assists and we've got Reece James with 9 assists. But goals-wise, Trent with 2, Reece James with 5. Reece James has played 1,865 Premier League minutes. Trent Alexander-Arnold has played 2,804 minutes.
Answer for your crimes.
How am I looking funny? First of all, Faye, watch football with your eyes.
I'm watching. What am I watching
not.
With them?
Because she ran numbers.
Did I not?
Watch
it
with your eyes. Trent has been better than Reece James. Yes, he has.
Look.
Funnily enough, Chelsea fan. Those are the only ones. You're defending your club. Why do you hate Chelsea? I praise Reece James, but Trent has been better than him. It's just that simple.
Even Cancelo's had a better.
Make a poll right now on the Gold Diggers account.
I'm joking. Maybe that's what
you're
doing.
Make a poll right now on the Gold Diggers account. And let the people decide.
Do you know what? We will let the people decide on the Gold Diggers poll. So,
but Liverpool fans might still be crying.
Cry regardless.
It doesn't matter. We'll, who has been what? So what should the question be?
Who's been the better right back over the course of the season? Trent
and
or
put
Reece?
Up those stats as well.
So that people can see with their eyes.
So let's go around. So Julie, what's your take on this situation with Trent or Reece James?
I want to be impartial and I want to say Reece James. Yeah.
What about you, Samantha?
I'm not gonna lie, I was going to say RJ from the beginning. I mean, I get it. If he wasn't injured, I feel like he would have bagged a lot more.
Yeah.
And I feel like I prefer watching James over Trent. I don't know. Trent's just fresh. Sorry.
It's just a Hollywood.
Hold on. You prefer watching James over Trent? I'm impartial. I think that's very interesting, personally. I'll put my 2p, but I've rounded.
As a Chelsea fan, I can't lie. When I went to the Carabao Cup final, I really enjoyed watching Trent.
Boy,
I can't lie. But, with that being said, I still think that RJ had a better season than Trent. That's what I'm saying. But I still.
Well, when we classify better season, right? Can we possibly put into account trophies? Or can we put into account the title run? We put into account consistency?
No, it's true.
You don't want to do that because it doesn't benefit your argument. That's why you don't want to do it. Because
if we're talking trophies, we want two trophies.
No. They beat you in both trophies. Anyway, if you look at it, consistency, Trent has it. If we're talking about performances, Trent has it. It's just that. Yes, he does. And the fact that he is Liverpool's playmaker, you wanted to look at stats. Let's look at like chance creation and all them other stuff in statistics where Trent will actually blow Reece James out of the water.
He hasn't.
Yes, he will.
But he hasn't.
In chance creation.
He hasn't.
Go find the numbers for you.
You find the numbers. No, you don't.
That's how I talk for you today.
Do you know what? We will all take a look at the numbers, but we will let the people decide whether it's Reece James or Trent Alexander-Arnold, and I'll let you guys know what the result is at the end of the
poll. Was it
Tomiyasu?
Good point. Yeah, can Tomiyasu be in it?
Diversity.
What? Listen, what is wrong with you?
Said diversity stats.
No, but genuine shout. And Brianna, I'll come to you. Can you put Tomiyasu in the debate, or should we have to wait till next season to even put him in there?
Why'd you ask me?
It's his first season. So do you think it's too early? Can we wait till next season? What do you think?
He was injured for like half of the season, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He was injured more than Reece James. Honestly. There's no point. There's honestly no point. He was good when he played at the beginning of the season, but...
Yeah, he looked decent.
Yeah, but...
The
question is, but can we look to put him in there for the conversations? Or have you not seen anything from him this season?
He's got... We'll have to see what happens next season, honestly. I think generally, that's what I'd say. Yeah. We'd have to see what happens next season.
For him to be where?
What do you mean for him to be where?
She said in the conversations.
Conversation for what?
What do you mean conversation for what? When you listen to the question?
The question is there.
Honestly, I don't understand. I heard the question. I just don't understand how he is going to be part of that conversation.
I said, we'll have to wait until next season to see what he does, isn't it?
Okay, before we get heated, why is Timo and Brianna on the same couch? Honestly. Why?
Sammy, I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry.
I'm not going to lie. I don't know why I sat here.
Okay, let's move it forward and let's move it on to the centre backs, right? So the centre back pairing, who are we going for? So who's in contention? I'll go around. Everyone pick a name, just one name.
Bailey,
okay. Brianna,
Van Dijk,
okay. Samantha, anyone?
Van Dijk,
Timo,
Thiago Silva.
Guys, there's too many of us here for us to all shout. We'll go around. Shy.
I feel like Van Dijk's nail on, so I'm going to say the second one, Matip.
Julie.
Van Dijk.
Rudiger.
Okay, so it's looking like a Van Dijk Rudiger, but you said Thiago Silva, so make your case for Thiago Silva. Why would you?
Should be in a retirement home, but yet he is holding Chelsea's back line together. I think Rudiger, but I think Rudiger towards the end of the season after he confirmed that he was leaving, I don't think he's been that same player that he was. So I think definitely Rudiger up until probably mid-April, but I just think his performances recently have been a bit...
But that's just like when you're leaving any employer though, like you just tap out.
Why does any Chelsea centre-back deserve to be in team of the season? Can one of the Chelsea ladies answer the question?
Huh?
You heard me.
We have one of the best defences.
Do you?
Yeah.
Did Watford score today?
Sorry?
When's the last time you kept clean sheet?
Doesn't mean that we don't have one of the
But when's the last time you kept clean sheet? Hang on.
When was the last time you looked at
me? Okay.
Last time I said Chelsea were
Last time I was here, you told me your defense. You see the difference. Pull the tape. Leeds was last. Bring the tape. Really quickly, Faye Shive, give me a moment.
So, in terms of clean sheets this season, Alisson, Edison, Hugo Lloris, then Edouard Mendy. So, Chelsea have kept 14 clean sheets. Jeez. Tottenham 16, Edison and Alisson, Liverpool, Man City 20 apiece. So.
See, so let's use the statistics for that. Why is the fifth best?
Oh, so now you want to use statistics?
Shush.
Now you want to use statistics to suit your agenda.
No, get these Chelsea centre backs out of here.
But can I ask? Can I ask why not Thiago Silva?
Can I just
wait? I'll come to. Or do you want to answer that question
about Thiago Silva?
Okay,
specifically.
Go ahead.
Do you remember?
Why are you playing me? Where's your finger from?
Do you remember February? What did you say?
He's the best centre back.
No, you said Thiago Silva is not good enough to play in a back four. Is that not what you said?
Oh yeah.
Was that on camera? So you're happening.
It wasn't on camera.
So it didn't happen then.
But you didn't deny it. You didn't deny it.
It's not on camera.
It's because you don't want people to have to cast you.
It's not on camera, so it didn't happen.
Thiago Silva. Sorry, I'm
Do you know what it's for me in here, yeah? If you're looking at Chelsea, Rudiger's been Chelsea's better centre-half this season, out of two, over the course of the season. I think individually he's been better than Thiago Silva. I'm not saying he's better than centre-back because that's false, but he's been better. And if I don't think Rudiger deserves to make this team, why on earth does Chelsea's lesser centre-back deserve to make the team based on the season?
I feel like trying to stay impartial, I'm sorry, I can't, but I feel like you're kind of mistaken there, because if you talk to many Chelsea fans, they tell you that Thiago Silva has been the most consistent, better performing centre back than Antonio Rudiger. We've seen Antonio Rudiger have his slip ups.
I said some.
Yeah. Can't fight everyone here. You better keep some allies. Keep some allies. But yeah, a lot of Chelsea fans will tell you that Thiago Silva has been consistent, and I guess his age does play into it, but at the same time, I guess that his age can't really be the reason why we put him in there. I don't mind leaving it with Van Dijk and Antonio Rudiger. Does anyone
Rudiger's really not making this team.
He's, unfortunately, he is.
No, he's not.
Unfortunately, Shai, you've been outnumbered.
You guys are just, it's just Chelsea bias. That's why there's so many of
you.
Who else put Rudiger apart from the Chelsea girls?
Samantha said Rudiger. Brianna.
Just that I don't say Rudiger, I'm saying Ben White.
What?
Hey, what's wrong
with you?
I will
pick Connor Cody before I pick Ben White
Wait, does Matip not have a shout?
Let's actually say Matip, yes.
Why? You said it was Matip saying.
Did I not pick Matip as my selection? Matip. Exactly.
Okay,
why not
so
a City player then?
Matip. Okay, let's just go. Let's try and get round. Brianna, who you choosing? Ben White, yeah?
No. Ben White, that was shamelessness. No, I actually say Matip. Matip is fair.
Okay, Samantha.
Van Dijk.
No, apart from him.
Just say Rudiger.
Go Rudiger.
No, I'm not doing that because I don't want to start this. I don't want to start this again. I was going to say what?
Shut up.
I'm going to need to rush you here, sis.
Yeah, no.
Just say Rudiger. Why did you say Rudiger in the first place?
Why did you not say Diaz or someone from City?
I was going to think of Diaz, but...
Let's put the agenda aside and just pick who you think has been a good centre-back. No one's going to... Who's going to beat you? No one's going to beat me.
I was just thinking. You know what? I'll just say Matip.
What?
Okay. Tima. Obviously, Thiago Silva, I'm guessing.
Thiago Silva or Rudiger.
Okay. Shy.
It's John Matip, man.
Okay. Julie?
Rudiger.
Rudiger.
So, Rudiger gets it.
Julian, very disappointed.
It's okay.
Let's move it on. Let's move it on. We're going left. In fact, what's the formation?
4-3-3.
4-3-3. Just want to get out there now. 4-3-3.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Left back. Left back options.
It's just Cancelo. That's it.
Yeah. I was going to say, if we actually need to vote.
Yeah.
But I don't think we need to vote on that one. I think
it's Cancelo. Yeah. We on Cancelo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Not my cash.
Here's where it gets a bit interesting.
It's Cancelo.
Oh, my dear.
Sorry.
Next time we'll pick Luca Dean as well. Anyway. sorry. I love you, Luca. Midfield. This is where it gets a bit interesting.
Hey.
I want everyone to stay in their seats. Let's all be civilized individuals. I don't think it should be that difficult, but going off of this season and this season alone, we can use Champions League. Shy, just give it a minute. We can use Champions League, FA Cup, anywhere, yeah? Shy, we'll start with you. Take it away.
The DM is Rodri. I don't see why anyone should argue. Like, he's even been better than Fabinho this season, and I don't think he's a better player than Fabinho. It's definitely not Kante. He's been stripping all season.
Why just Kante? What the hell?
Anyways, it's Rodri, and then actually, you know what? I'll save the player that I'm gonna leave out for after because you guys are
gonna say it. I'm gonna say it.
Kevin De Bruyne shouldn't make this team.
Huh? He should.
He should or shouldn't.
He shouldn't.
Wow.
Why?
Because do you know what? Yeah, this guy's PR is insane. First half of the season, Rodri and Bernardo Silva were doing the work. KDB comes back, he scores 1-2 goals, 4 goals in one game. Oh my God, he scored with his left foot. Now all of a sudden, player of the season. Huh? Damn. How did we get here? I'm sorry, he hasn't even been City's best one or two players this season. It's Rodri and Bernardo Silva.
Jimmy, your midfielder? Midfielders, sorry.
I think De Bruyne makes it. Sorry. Try.
Same.
Of course, his PR is insane.
Okay, so what? Okay. Rodri, does anyone disagree with Rodri?
No,
actually.
Yeah, no one disagrees with Rodri because I feel like that should be blanket, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Faye, you look really suspicious. No, fine. Okay, so we've got Rodri set in stone.
Sorry.
No, I wasn't going to go Kante.
Kante is sick. Well, Rodri takes one spot. There's KDB. Two more spots up for grabs. So does anyone disagree on Kevin De Bruyne? Apart from Shai? Anyone?
I don't disagree.
I disagree.
Go on, tell me why.
I think De Bruyne, he hasn't, like Shai said, I don't think he's been City's out and out player. I think he's been quite inconsistent as well. And even watching De Bruyne today wasn't his best game either. Like, in a match like this, when you're about to clinch the title, that's when you should be the stand-up performer if he's that type of guy. Even you think of the Champions League as well. Wasn't there a whole agenda as well about KDB? Guys, I'm sorry about my voice yesterday. I was shouting a lot.
Okay.
But yeah, for me, I don't feel like KDB deserves to be in that team.
Wait, did you say Champions League? We can bring a Champions League as well?
Yeah.
When they were down in the Bernabeu, he got hooked.
Right.
Mm. What did he do in the semi-final? What did he do in the semi-final? That whole game.
Still, they were winning.
That whole game, player of the season. Shameless.
Diana, Sammy, I'll come to you, both of you. Do you guys have any disagreements with Kevin De Bruyne being in this team?
I don't.
Not really.
But maybe two strikers.
You can, you know, put Mount as an 8.
Oh.
I think another player that has a shout is Thiago for Liverpool.
If Kevin De Bruyne is not in your team, Thiago is not in your team.
And I never said he's in the team, I said he has a shout.
Does Kevin De Bruyne have a shout?
Of course, KDB always has a shout, but by his standards, he shouldn't make this team because I don't think he's been City's top two players
in this season. In my opinion, right, there's been, obviously, he's had his injuries. And when he comes back from injury, he does deliver. People forget that he went on injury a couple of times to start first half of the season. When he came back, he was delivering.
So who
are
you talking about?
Huh?
KDB.
Second half of the season, he comes in. He's doing a decent job, right? He's not doing the best job that we've seen him do before. But just because he's not living up to the expectations that we set for him before doesn't mean that he wasn't doing a good job anyway. You know, I still think Kevin De Bruyne has a shout. He still has a shout for player of the season, in my opinion. Because when I watch Kevin De Bruyne, it's like poetry, man.
Does every time Declan Rice have a shout?
I was going to put Declan Rice as my last person if no one said him.
Why?
Yeah.
Huh?
What do you mean, why? You want to say
Mount? The Declan Rice is way too much. But anyway, I'm trying to be impartial on this. So we've got Rodri, we've got Kevin De Bruyne.
Then between Bernardo Silva and Rice.
Why Rice?
Rice has been outstanding this season.
What's he done?
He's been West Ham's best player.
Can I ask the question? Is Bowen...
Please.
Are we putting Bowen...
Salah's taking that right wing spot, so I don't know where Bowen is going.
Yeah, sorry, Bowen doesn't have a sniffing. We can do honourable mentions after. Bowen doesn't have a sniff, unfortunately.
Even Saka doesn't have a sniff, so don't bring him
in. No, I wasn't going to bring him in.
Godchild, man.
Yeah, he is.
He is Godchild.
Anyway,
wins at Wembley. He's not six L's on the bounce.
You need to relax. He's won the Champions League. Oh, what has Godchild done? What has Godchild done? Taking you to Europa League into the top four Champions League. That's what Godchild's done. Maybe he's not Godchild then.
Can we not? We're all Godchild.
Can I just say something?
It's normally me and Bree misbehaving, but this today.
Today, I love it.
Shy and Faye.
Because she's been ducking all season now. Now that Chelsea are back, she's here with her chest. When they were losing, Tima and Bree were taking the smoke. Now all of a sudden, Chelsea are back.
That's actually true.
I'm not hearing it. Sorry. No.
Kevin De Bruyne and Rodri makes the team. Last slot, either Rice or Bernardo Silva, Faye.
Bernardo Silva, I'll take him instead.
Brianna.
Bernardo Silva.
Silva.
Rice.
Rice for me. I'm not voting, sorry. Shy?
Bernardo Silva, Rice. As much as I think the class has been fantastic, it's still Bernardo for me.
Silva.
Okay, so KDB, Silva, and who's last?
City midfield.
City midfield, basically.
KDB, Silva, and Rodri.
Literally, they're going to be crying in our mentions.
Jesus Christ. Are you sure you guys don't want to do diversity?
No. To be honest, I would have put...
Salah's going to be in there.
To be honest, I would have put Fabinho in there, but you guys wanted Rodri. Ahead of Rodri. In my opinion.
I think Rodri has had a more consistent campaign than Fabinho. Personally.
Agreed. Now that matters.
Well, consistency. It doesn't matter.
I think with Fabinho, though.
Wait. Hold on 1 second. When did it not matter?
When I said at the beginning that Trent has been more consistent, everyone said, what does that mean?
He hasn't. That's not true. That's okay.
I feel like there was a huge drop-off on Trent at the beginning of the season that everyone's forgotten about. And everyone was questioning him. And everyone, that's when the Reece James debate really came to light. And everyone's forgotten about that. I'm just putting that in there. Do you guys not remember? Because I remember, you, Shai, we were fighting on spaces together, arm in arm, raising that blue flag high.
I love Reece
talking
James.
About Reece James being better than Trent at that time. At that time. Just putting that out there. Reece James.
It's all right, man.
If it was down to me, Reece James would be having a higher vote, but it's not me.
He made the team.
No, he didn't. It was James.
No, it was James.
It was James.
He made the team.
In right back, we have Trent, no?
No, it's not. Reece James.
You lot voted for Reece James?
Yes, they did.
Virgil van Dijk, don't be surprised.
Look at all the Chelsea defenders.
We love the
team. Yeah.
Yes, we said Reece James.
Reece James. It was Julie's vote that was decided.
Yeah. And she said she was disappointed.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I'm kind of disappointed too, guys. Like,
what? You just literally said.
Yeah, no. Don't get me wrong. In case Reece James was losing by a landslide, I'm voting for Reece James, innit? But Trent has been...
Astonishing. Look, we don't care.
I'm hosting. It's not my decision. So let me just keep it. Let me keep
anyway,
up with this. Reece James, we've got Rudiger, we've got Van Dijk, and we've got
Cancelo,
and the three City midfielders.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
but then you're talking about Fabinho.
Yeah, we're talking about Fabinho being inconsistent.
I just think maybe we could give him a little bit of leeway because sometimes we're playing centre back. So like it's not.
Why did he play centre-back?
When did he play centre-back?
Last season he was playing centre-back.
No.
That's how you know he's been gone since you've been here.
No, Faye is not wrong. He's played centre-back this season.
I just have a question though. When we get to striker, what are we gonna do?
When we get distracted, we mumble and we keep it going.
Put in CR37.
Do you know what? Do you know what? We can do three best forwards. So not all teams play with a striker. Liverpool don't play necessarily play with an outward striker. So we can do it that way. But anyway, right wing.
Salah.
Anyone contest with Salah.
Can we put Salah as a striker to make it interesting for right wing?
We can. We can. We can put Salah as a nine. Yeah.
Okay. No, yeah, like since the turn of the year, he hasn't been the Salah before Christmas. But he still gets in there. I'm just putting it out there. Why are you looking at me like that?
I think Salah and Son are the two up front. Yeah. And then the third one is debatable.
Anyone want to put their save for the third option?
I think Bowen should make the team.
Who? Saka's been better than Bowen.
No, but Bowen...
I don't like the guy, but I'm going to say Mason Mount.
I don't like the guy, but I'm going to say Mason Mount.
Allow it, man.
I won't be against it, innit?
Yeah, double digits, goals and assists.
I think Saka's been better than Bowen this season. I'm sorry.
Not better, Mount?
Mount.
What's Saka's stat saying?
He has double-digit goals.
And assists.
He doesn't do assists against feeder clubs.
Oh, sorry for him, innit? God's child. Anyway, Mason Mount's got that. And he's got Champions League. And he's got Cup.
Then you can make her case for Mason Mount.
I can make my case, yeah.
So you're going Mason Mount.
Champions League what? You got Champions League assists as well. What's God's child doing? Sorry.
So blasphemous, man.
So he's got Super Cup as well. He's got that to his name. Club World Cup. How old is he? 23. He's got that. Double digits.
He's got an age of 23.
So he can still progress in it.
Does Mount play right wing?
He sometimes.
When was the last time he played right wing under Tuchel?
Just play right wing.
When was the last time? I can find out.
He plays there consistently. Sometimes he plays there.
When?
Just like we're doing Salah false nine or he's playing a striker. Sometimes Mount does his part of right.
Anyways, back to the serious conversation.
It is a serious conversation.
It should be between Saka and
Why Bowen. Should it be between Saka?
It's not Saka and Bowen. It's just not between them.
Why not?
Saka's not there.
Because I can't remember the last time Saka did anything. What, Chelsea?
When his team needed him against Spurs,
Four games ago.
He had a bad game.
And you're out of top four for it. Unlucky. Mm-hmm.
This convo is not progressing. Let's nip it in the bud, okay?
Okay, Mason Mount.
Mason Mount isn't a right winger.
Sometimes he plays there.
When?
Sometimes the season he's been playing there, it's true.
I would have Bowen.
Over Mount. That's what you're saying, your team, yeah?
I think Mount has a decent season.
And he's got double digits.
Yeah. So But I think
I think
a step up of Bowen.
Do you want to hear everyone's stats? Does anyone want to hear the stats?
What's that guy called?
Who?
The one that looks like Steve from Hollyoaks, the Quaiden guy.
Emil Smith Rowe.
Yeah, what's his stats saying?
Talk about
right wing. ESR plays on the left.
What is he doing? What's he doing as well?
Okay, if you want to call people out, we'll have a section for you to call people out. Okay, we'll have a section for you to do that. I'll mentally know that. But right wing, if you want to listen to everyone's stats, so Bukayo Saka, he's had 12 goals this season in all competitions. 12 goals and 7 assists. Mason Mount, if you want to put Mason Mount in there shamelessly. He's had 13 goals and 16 assists.
Come on.
Jared Bowen, however, has had 18 goals and 13 assists in all competitions. Yeah, the superior player is Jared Bowen statistically. Yeah. But if you want to look at who's been a better player this season, it is still up for debate. Right?
Can we
go around and just question? So who is Saka?
Who's voting for Saka?
Arsenal
bias. She put Mason Mount right wing. You're talking about bias.
You know Mason. You played twice.
I played
right wing twice. I'll show you. He's played twice. Look, let me show you.
Rihanna is right. Mason Mount has barely played right wing this season.
Thank you.
But Saka, are you Saka or Jared Bowen? Brianna Bowen. Samantha.
Saka.
Timo. Bowen.
Yeah.
Shy.
Saka.
Saka.
This is disgusting.
This is Arsenal bias.
You're
talking about Chelsea,
but you're adding Mason.
Do you know what? Let's get reasoning and see why, whether it could be biased or whether they actually have a case. So, Shai, I'll start with you. Why Bukayo Saka over Jared Bowen?
I think he's been a consistent performer for Arsenal this season. Huh? Let me finish. You're just humming and hawing. I didn't get a sentence out. Like, honestly, this episode's gonna sorry, Timo. Yeah, anyways, as I was saying, like, Bowen is 25. He's barely been better than Saka. He might have better numbers by, what, 7 goals in all comps. But if we're looking at performances, Bukayo Saka has performed this season. When Saka went to the London Stadium just the other day, sorry, Bowen? Huh? Against the top 6 teams, Bukayo Saka has done more. And he is 20. He's 20 years old. People are going to run him out because Arsenal finished 5th, this, that and the 3rd. But Saka's been one of the best right wingers in the league this season, and that's just facts. Everyday number height.
So, you can make a case for Jared Bowen.
Saka plays one game a week. He doesn't play in Europe. Bowen, no, seriously, Bowen has
you
been...
You were voting for Mountain.
Bowen has been very good.
Wait, hold on. Let Timo finish.
I think Bowen has been very good consistently across all the competitions that he plays. I think Saka has had a great season for Arsenal standards, but unfortunately, we are not.
And by the way, Bowen scored 2 against Man City, so top 6, he's still banging.
Saka has more and against
Spurs. So we're unfortunately, it's not Arsenal standards that we're judging this against. We're judging this against Premier League standards.
Okay, and Timo, so, if you are judging it against League standards, yeah, you lot want to talk about consistency. Let me point out the inconsistency in you guys' arguments. How many times has West Ham performed after a Europa League game? They've lost every game. And where was Bowen? Casper, nowhere to be seen because he's tired.
Not the ghost.
I'm just saying that I think he has been better. It's not my fault
that.
Can I also say Jared Bowen has scored more against the top 6 than Bukayo Saka?
Wow.
Scored 2 goals against the top 6.
More than 2. He scored against Chelsea, he scored against City, he scored against Tottenham, he scored against United, so it's more than 2.
Okay, I'm looking at it right now.
That's a lie.
I'm not lying.
No, he scored against Manchester United, Chelsea.
And Manchester City at the Emirates.
And Man City.
See what I mean?
So 3. Jared Bowen scored 2
against...
And
I used the word contributions, by the way.
Oh, I thought you said goals, sorry. No.
Yeah, she's changing the goalpost.
I thought she said goals,
you
isn't it?
You're changing it!
Because against Man City, he scored 2 against Man City. He scored 1 against Arsenal. He scored against Chelsea.
So that's 5.
And yeah, so more than Saka.
So 4 to 5.
Yeah.
But still, he's got
25 to 20.
Mm. I don't care. Like, I think,
so what?
Jared Bowen is. He's.
Sorry, I don't think.
And also, in the Europa League, where he went quiet, he scored twice in the quarterfinals, twice in the group stages.
Quick question. Did Saka score FA Cup or Carabao Cup?
the competitions that you guys were in.
Saka scored. Saka scored 1 goal in the EFL Cup. Arsenal got out of the FA Cup in the first round.
Oh.
Unfortunately. Okay, banter aside, we've heard the stats, we've seen the stats. I think it's a very good argument, Jared Bowen or Bukayo Saka. It's a good argument. But if you talk about somebody who has carried their team, but you would go for Bukayo Saka because he has carried Arsenal. Mm-hmm.
To 5th.
But it's from 8th to 5th, it's a good achievement, in my opinion.
Where's West Ham, sorry? 7th.
They got to the semi-finals of the Europa League.
Did they win it?
I hate that argument.
They win it. The thing is, at the beginning of the season, if I said to you, who's going to be in the semi-finals, you wouldn't put
Do you know what's annoying me? Yeah? People are pick and choosing what argument they want to use for what. Bowen done this, Bowen done that. In the semi-final, when Frankfurt was pamming them, where was Bowen to be seen?
Why were you
going to
say Rice?
Where was Bowen?
Yeah, but
you were going to say Rice, but now...
I done Rice based on Premier League.
Just be honest. You're doing it because it's Arsenal.
No, it's not. I would have done that in there. I believe Saka deserves to be in there.
Over Bowen.
The same way you believe Mount deserves to be right wing.
Yeah, I do. Yeah,
exactly. So
but if we're not going to say Mount, I'm going to say Bowen. Sorry, Saka doesn't not deserve
okay,
to be there.
Okay, vote for Bowen. No one's stopping
okay,
you.
Yeah. Let's do the vote then. Let's do the vote. Right wing. Fame.
Again,
Bowen.
Brianna.
Bowen.
Sammy.
Saka.
Timo.
Bowen.
Shai.
Saka.
Julie.
Saka.
Bowen.
Okay, so it's 4-3 to Bowen. Bowen gets that right wing spot, and we've got our team of the season. Now, I remember what we did for the right back position. We actually didn't answer the right back position. We left it for Twitter to answer it, right? Yes, because I was thinking, like, I'm sure we didn't get Reece James.
We did both.
Huh?
We did both.
I'm sure we did a poll.
No, we done a poll, yeah.
We done a poll. And we said Twitter's going to decide. And Trent Alexander-Arnold is winning by 69% to 31%. I mean, we can still, there's still 33 minutes left.
How many people have voted?
340 people. I'm not going to lie. 340 people. I'm not going to lie.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Of course they're going to
say that. Let them say that.
If you want to retweet to all your Chelsea fans, or your Chelsea followers, we've got reactionary blues in the house and in the background, by the way. If you want to retweet to your Chelsea followers,
wait, get it out there right now.
Get some Chelsea propaganda in there, and we will revisit it in half an hour. So far,
do hashtag CFC quickly.
So far, we've got at right wing back, we'll leave that there's asterisks. We've got Van Dijk, we've got Rudiger. Left back, we've got Cancelo. Our midfield is fully City with Rodri, Kevin De Bruyne, and Bernardo Silva. On right wing, to Shai's dismay, it is Jared Bowen, Mohamed Salah up top, and left wing is Heung-min Son, unless anyone disagrees with
Son. Do you know what? We forgot Mane.
No, we didn't.
For Liverpool fans out there, can I just say that I have on record, we forgot Mane. Thank you very much.
Yeah, why can't we say Mane?
Honourable mention.
He's been the best left wing.
I think he's been very good.
Who are you saying?
Over Son.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't condone leaving out the two Golden Boot winners, innit?
Mm-hmm.
They're both sharing a golden boot. I wouldn't want to leave
Son's penalty goals,
24
goals.
So I personally put Son in there before I put Salah in there, because I respect that. No penalty goals. That's a big achievement, especially with the dire season that they've had. Their season's been really up and down. So I'd put Son in there. So yeah, we've got our starting 11. I know everyone's not happy.
You're furious. Because you. Team's shit.
Fuming,
mate.
I think this team wins you something, you know? You know? I had a case for Kai Havertz being there. No, I'm joking.
Oh, the shamelessly voted for Kai Havertz.
You would have left.
Timmy, you're not saying the card.
Shamelessly.
Listen, he's Chelsea's top scorer this season.
Do you know what? Team's defence of Romelu Lukaku this season has to go down as one of the biggest howlers.
Yes. How? He's a top scorer. He's literally our top scorer.
Is he?
Yeah.
All comes or just
15 goals.
Because he's Chelsea's top scorer does not mean that he's had a good season.
Remember, you watch football with your eyes.
Timo, do you still share the sentiment? Because at the start of the season, you said Lukaku, he needs.
Why are you coming for me this today?
Let's revisit. You did mention that Lukaku, he needed to be given more time. People needed to change up what was happening, the system, and that, you know, Lukaku will come in clutch for us. Now, obviously,
the season has now come to an end, do you still share the same sentiment?
I feel...
Or do you agree with Bree? Bree said he needs to go from day one.
Hi, Bree. I feel like I've taken a lot of flack of...
You took flack for what?
Saying, people say that I've supported Lukaku. I'm going to repeat the sentence... I gave a nuanced argument. You understand? So let me just put that out there. Second
Timo,
of all,
you know we have this on record.
On record. Nuanced argument, yeah.
You sat over there and said, oh, he will actually get sold for 100 mil.
No, I said that we won't lose money if Marina is still at the club.
So 100 mil.
We didn't buy him for 100 mil.
Inflation.
I think he's our top scorer with 15 goals. And I think...
It should have been 20 plus, by the way, for that price tag. Just saying.
Okay, so
you've been consistent with that.
Right?
You've been
consistent. So he's 5 goals shy of your 20.
That's still 5 goals.
Okay.
And how long did it take him to get 15 goals?
He got 15 goals.
How long did it take him?
He got 15 goals. So I think, it's not been a great season for him. But I think...
What's overall, the bot?
Pardon?
What's the bot? There's no bot.
Overall, the Chelsea attack, all of them have, other than Mount.
Yeah, but we brought in Lukaku to sort out the problem and he's added to the problem.
Yeah, but I don't... Yeah, exactly. So there's still problems there. So
because it's not of exactly, Lukaku.
So it's not because of Lukaku.
No, because he was meant to be the answer to all of our problems.
I'm not going to lie, 100 more, you meant to fix anything. I don't care. Just create your goals. You need to score your goals. You need to create... Like, zero assists, man.
I think let's see how, because he's still going to be there next season, so let's see what happens.
I'm praying for him to stay.
He's going to be there next season, so.
Well, I hope he makes up with his girlfriend so they can
start. They've been separated since September.
Do you know what? That's so funny because she did tweet that they've been separated since September. I said, sis, this is where the downfall started.
This is where the problem started.
It started in September. Shani, sis, please. Please forgive him.
I think
so
she's...
you can't do a feature and come on, do something.
I think she's got a curse on him because
like this one break could get them down like that. Like damn, you know. 100 million.
To be honest, there's a lot of marital issues at Chelsea. No, it's affecting everyone.
Like who?
What? Like Tuchel going through a divorce.
Yeah, yeah, my man's.
That's a bit too far. Sorry, that's a low blow. Sorry.
No, I'm saying, it's affected the way Chelsea...
Can I just say something? If you want to talk about low blows, you just spoke about Saka needing counselling, sis. Like, exactly. Come on, that is a low blow.
After a big moment.
Isn't it? As come a Nigerian on. To Nigerian.
Come on.
Black on black crime.
Come on, black on black crime.
What happened to BLM?
But to be fair, that's not the only howler we've had. So
I wasn't a howler.
Wait, I think it was.
Do you remember what I said about Kante, by the way?
It's not a howler.
And all of you disagreed when I said about Kante.
What did you say about Kante?
Not that him being sick, that all back. I'm not gonna lie.
Selling, no, I wouldn't sell him.
I said it.
I'd keep
him. I wouldn't sell him.
Just keep it.
No, the highlight of the season goes to Faye.
What? Me?
Are we forgetting? We lost the game because Kante was sick. That's what she said.
He was sick.
She sat here.
We got bumped.
And she said, we lost the game because Kante was sick.
He was sick.
That's not why you lost.
Is that why you lost? Do you know what?
I'm not like they scored a rough goal. Like,
is that why you lost?
It was deflection, bounce.
Wait, just for our listeners' sake, we're talking about when Chelsea played Manchester City at home.
Yeah.
Apparently, Chelsea lost because Kante was sick.
Kante was sick and it contributed. Yeah, it did.
And now it's contributed.
Not an Sorry? Arsenal fan getting
Now it's contributed.
Not an Arsenal fan getting there.
You have chess now that third is secured. When you it was looking a bit shaky,
can
you're doing...
you imagine? Yeah, but when
you lot.
Liverpool. That is the hell.
What's that got to do with it?
No, this is what I say about Chelsea. I'm
deflecting, do you see?
Okay. Just to debunk your howler for you.
Alex is a howler.
That was a howler.
But because we've got some Chelsea fans in the background, guys in the background, please, when we first played, when Chelsea first played Manchester City in the first half of the season, did Chelsea get pumped? Yes or no?
We did not get pumped, sorry. I was really I was sick. Yeah, I was at the game and I was like, wow, yeah, like, we need to do more, but I didn't go off.
We do more.
Sorry,
they crip walked on
the head. We were
Chelsea on the dance floor, bro.
We were handling the pressure. We were handling the pressure. That's why they were only able to score a free kick that was bouncing everywhere, left, right, centre, up, down, deflection. That's why they only had that. Sorry. If they pumped us, then it wouldn't be deflection goal that they
would. So if Kante wasn't 61.
This is my vote for Howl of the Sea.
No, exactly.
I'm doubling down on it, yeah. Kante was sick. And
same tone that she used.
That's a bit, yeah. And the formation, everything. Tuchel got it wrong there because Kante obviously had to make adjustments.
Right.
Yeah, I'm sticking with that.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Okay. Okay, so we've got team as Lukaku. And then we've got Faye's Kante was sick. We did get pumped, okay?
Beatrice.
Now, we'll move on to somebody who's not here. Thank you, Julie. Julie, do you want to take it away with why Beatrice has a howler for the season?
Bruno Fernandes was going to get, was it 25?
25 goals.
25 goals?
League goals.
League goals. League goals, by the way.
How much did he get?
PL goals. PL alone.
I think he has less than 10.
He has, yeah.
To be fair, after last season, what was it? His full season? How long has he been here?
This is his two seasons and a half.
I think it's not far-fetched for her to say that, though.
It's very far-fetched.
It was far-fetched. The first game of the season.
The howler of the season was, who said that Harry Kane wouldn't score 5 league goals this season?
No, okay, I'll defend Beatrice. What she said... what she said was, what if he doesn't...
He doesn't get 5,
Because it was at that time he had...
He had nothing, scored. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Tima, you've got a howler.
Yeah, so I can't wait for this. I've been waiting for this moment. I remember you was cheering, and all of
who's
you.
Who's you?
Sorry, Shy. I remember you was cheering, was doing top four predictions, everyone on this couch, other than me, said Arsenal were going to finish in the top four.
I didn't say the pressure
you guys put on me to try and say Arsenal, and I said, no, Arsenal are not going to finish
in
the top four.
You said Wolves.
You
said
yourself in it.
That's not even better.
Why are you so quick? Wait. At the end of the day.
Did you say Wolves?
Wait. Did Arsenal finish in top four?
Did you say Wolves?
Did Arsenal finish in top four?
I told you last week.
Did Arsenal finish top four?
All right, go down.
Do you know what it is, yeah, Anita? In relation to Tima, the reason why it was not a howler is because you were putting Wolves over Arsenal. You wasn't even putting Tottenham. You were putting Wolverhampton Wanderers.
I actually put Manchester United
Arsenal.
That episode.
So someone who finished below us again.
did you finish in top four?
No, but that's
every
not the
single,
point.
Every single. I'm not saying you.
I think he was. You were hosting that one. You were smiling and saying, "Yeah, we got Ramsdale.
Yeah,
we got
Gabriel.
We got this one. Anyway, you said that Ramsdale was even. He was better than Mendy. That he was doing goal. You know, save the season. That's what you're saying.
Cool. You don't think Arsenal refused top four?
Team, I'm addressing the people that actually turn up, good or bad, not just people that come at the end. So back to what I was saying, right? In relation to Wolverhampton, I don't think it was a howler to say that Arsenal finished top four ahead of them.
But you guys, I was adamant Arsenal were not going to finish in top four. Every single one of you said
it's true.
Or you was on my head.
No, I didn't say that. I said United.
I don't know if you was there that episode.
Brianna wasn't. She wasn't.
I don't know if I was. I don't think I remember because this. I won't get cooked for this. I remember not getting cooked by association.
But you know what's crazy? To be honest, none of the Arsenal ladies ever said that. Top four was ours, anyways.
You said it.
What
did I say?
That was funny. That's a big shout. Is there any more for another nomination? Anyone?
Bree saying Chelsea
going to
win the league.
Yeah.
Do you know Bree said
it would have done it?
I don't think it's a howler.
December. She said it about a month and a half ago.
Literally.
Yeah,
she did.
I actually remember watching that episode and thinking, okay.
Maybe I should
believe too.
Pardon? She said CL as well. That Chelsea will get CL.
No, I didn't.
Oh?
This is the defamation.
Okay. Chelsea winning the league when they were 10. She said it's only 10 points. That's what she said.
Literally.
So we made it.
We did.
You were sat there. You were sat here. Sat right
here. You were to the top, then you had to top four, is what you lot said.
Can I say another entrance for Beatrice? She said,
Oh, no. Beatrice, where are you?
At one point, she said that it was 50-50 that Manchester United were going to get into the top four.
Yes, the probability.
Yeah, it was 50-50.
Mathematically.
Just answer for those crowns.
Where are the Man United fans today?
They are
38 games, zero goal difference.
Insane.
That's sick.
Can they also be a howler? The fact that they didn't turn up the whole season.
I can actually count how many episodes.
Do you know what else could be a howler? Yeah, when Audrey stood up and said, "We're Manchester United."
Oh my gosh. She also said that Manchester United had a better attack than us.
Defense. Man United.
Yeah. She said AWB was the best defender.
That is a lot.
Do you know what? I think we've got a lot.
What's Chelsea's goal difference right now? What did you end on?
42.
No.
I think
what is wrong with you? She said, Faye just said maybe they do have a better attack. One ended with zero, one ended on plus 42. How can you say that?
How can you say that?
No, you can't say that.
Because the
Kaku won 15 goals this season.
Anyway.
How much has Ronaldo got?
17.
He's got more goals than Lukaku. But anyway, so we've got a lot of nominees for howl of the season. So Tima's Lukaku shouts. Faye's Kante was sick shouts. Bruno 25 plus goals, which I think for me is the biggest one.
That's
there.
The biggest one.
Tima Wolves top four. I mean, that's a close second. Then Shai, Arsenal's top four. Don't think that's a bad shout.
Can you not add Twitter again?
Huh?
Can you even fit that on a poll though?
We're not going to do a poll. We're going to vote amongst us here.
Okay.
Shai, top four. Bree, Chelsea winning the league. It's only 10 points.
No. It wasn't a howler yet because at the start of the season, we're sitting at the top, and even up until March, we're only 10 points behind. And had it been City and Liverpool drop points, we would have still been in the top.
When Chilwell got injured, that was the end.
I had hope, and there's nothing wrong with having hope in your team, okay?
It's the hope that kills.
Honestly.
Okay, so, and the last one is Audrey.
Shut up, V.
The last one is Audrey's better defence and attack than Chelsea. So we'll start with you, Faye. Who are you voting for?
I have to say...
You're gonna do me like that.
You said it 1 month ago. Sorry. Everybody was crying.
Your own Chelsea. We're meant to be allies, and you're doing me like that.
1 month ago, I was crying in the press because of Chelsea. You're saying,
no, you know what? Yeah, 1 month ago is cap. It was March.
Even then. Sorry.
Rihanna, who you voting for?
I'm voting for Tima's.
Of course you are.
And I have a reason why I'm voting for that as well. Because both of the teams you are picking between finished below us. That's very disgraceful.
Samantha?
I agree. That was horrific.
Wolverhampton. Wanderers.
This is not going to make you guys finish fourth.
Doesn't matter. Okay, cool. It's a vote.
Fever. It's definitely Bruno Fernandes scoring 25 goals.
There was no precedent for that.
I had to sit next to Beatrice every single episode that she was on just to make sure she was okay after saying that. So it's definitely that one.
Shai, what about you?
I can't get in the Kante or sick. The way City popped Chelsea. I'm sorry, no way.
Judy, what about you?
It's close between Tima and Beatrice, but it's going to be Tima.
Tima's got three votes.
What a trophy for Arsenal. What a trophy for Arsenal.
Really, what about you?
25 goals for Bruno.
Okay, so in third place, it's between Kante was sick and Bree winning the Bree saying that Chelsea will win the league with 10 points.
I got one vote.
One vote, yep. One vote. Tied third. In second place, we have Bruno's 25 goals.
No, I can't believe you said that.
In first place, we have Tima's Wolves. Top four shout!
Arsenal fans are shameless, man.
facts. Too many times.
Tima has had the worst take of the season. Now, going into probably some of our darkest moments, we're going to talk about the worst moments we've had as a fan of our club this season. And I'll ask everyone to give their individual thoughts. Please try your best not to make it the same as the last person. So we'll go around. We'll start with Bree this time, because Faye, I can see you're still deliberating. We'll start with Bree. What's been probably one of your worst moments this season as a Chelsea fan?
When we lost to West Ham and Mendy made that mistake.
You're so lucky.
I felt that pain.
That was pain.
Because it was from that moment that things started to go down.
Bree has this once a month. A breakdown.
Do you know what, Bree? We'll have a support group for you. Because I'm not going to lie, that was the game where I said, well, no, we're not level. That was when I knew like we're not level, that I wanted to check out.
That was the game where my Premier League winner's dream slipped away. I was hanging on to hope.
That game was diabolical. Julie, what's one of your worst moments?
It's going to have to be second half of the season. Probably the North London derby. I can't lie. It has to be. I think it's just, it's not even the scoreline. I just think Rob Holden's performance. Alone.
Rob Holden wanted to do Warrior.
He forgot that. It's like,
this isn't five aside.
Literally, like,
if I speak, I suspend.
And that is, oh no, no, no.
Shai, what's one of your worst moments?
Do you know one of the games that pissed me off the most this season? Burnley at home.
Oh my God.
That guy that's now left my club, thank God this is the last day Lacazette plays for this football club.
Where's he going?
I don't care.
No, but he cares.
That's when you go back to Leon,
isn't it? You see that miss. It was an open goal. And then when you look at the end of the season, 3 points.
That could have made a difference.
And he decided to Burnley at home, that 0-0, that one, and Brighton away. My God. My heart has never beat so much in a game before. Those two for me.
Okay, Tima.
So easy when Chelsea got sanctioned. That was almost the end of
where were you and what were you doing when Chelsea got sanctioned?
I was at home, you know, working from home, minding my business. And then it was the morning. I remember the morning I logged onto Twitter and it said, Chelsea got sanctioned. Chelsea have this time to be sold by Roman Abramovich. Chelsea can't sell any tickets. The club store is closed. They got security. There's no food.
And then the following weekend, that's when Brianna popped us.
Oh my gosh. So I think that was definitely the worst moment.
I'm not gonna lie. When that news dropped, I was off from work, innit. So I woke up late, I'd had a coffee, I was yawning. Before I looked at my phone, I made egg and plantain, I was eating my food, checked my phone, I couldn't finish my food. I didn't know what was going to happen to us.
Breaking news.
No, honestly, I wanted to die. I wanted to go out to swallow me. I didn't know what to do. But Samantha, what's one of your worst moments?
You see, Arsenal, the issue is they lose in clumps.
Literally.
Three loss here. The Crystal Palace, Southampton, and
Brighton.
Those three losses. Oh my God. Enough said.
Do you know what?
I hear it. No, literally, I hear it.
That was a dark
period. Dark time. Oh my God. Even the beginning of the season, three losses. I said, we're not making it. This is it. And then obviously somehow, you know.
We'll come to the best parts, because there have been some parts where I know Arsenal fans have felt that you guys could do it, apart from Brianna. But Brianna, speaking of worst moments, one of yours?
That morning when I woke up to see Arteta
say, I knew it!
Ruined my week. I knew it! terrible dark day.
Even that tweet that morning killed me.
Three more years. Wonderful.
God wins.
Say what about yours?
I've had to like really think about this because it's been a hard time. I'm gonna say Real Madrid 3-1 at home.
That was
really bad because I left work, got home, had a shower, everything.
got drenched in the rain, missed my train, had to take an Uber all the way from fucking Croydon to Stamford Bridge. All right. Get there, it's raining now. I see Christian sitting on the floor. Right. 2-1 half time. Okay. You know, we're in this. You start well, Mendy. Yeah, and he was like, I promise you, if you were in that stadium, it's just over. And then I feel like if it was 2-1 and we went to the Bernabeu or whatever stadium they're at now, it would have been different. And I feel like we would have went through it. But it just shows us the way he's been this season. Shit.
You know what? I felt that one.
Yeah.
I honestly felt that one. I chose not to go to that match because of the weather. Not knowing that I made a brilliant decision and was going to get popped.
Wasn't the second leg more painful for you guys?
It was very painful.
I didn't want the second leg.
For me.
Because at one point, you guys were going through.
Yeah. Literally.
For me, second leg was probably one of the bravest performances I've seen Chelsea do. So I won't really hurt.
But as a fan, it was hurtful to me because it gave me a lot of hope that we were actually going to go through.
Yeah.
And just that being snatched away from me, I actually lost my appetite.
You know what? It's the hope that kills.
Literally. No. You know when your TV switches off by its own, you don't turn it back on. That's exactly what happened that night, and I went straight to bed.
I did that with the West Ham game that you were talking about. The TV was saying, we'll switch off in 5 minutes. I said, go on then. I wasn't going to touch my remote. I was like, go on.
I didn't watch that game. Just got in Ghana, got hit by a sandstorm.
Oh, the struggles, sandstorm. Oh, we'll start with you again on your best moments as a Chelsea fan this season.
Best moments.
Best moments.
Why
are you laughing like a joker? I'm trying to think, best moments, what is there?
I actually don't even know. What fucking best moment is there?
It's always
Super
been.
Cup, Club World Cup. Yeah, we never won that. Congratulations.
What's that to say? Fucking shit! What's that? I understand, I hear it. Brianna, one of your best moments?
Every prayer I formed against Chelsea worked.
For Arsenal!
It's for your club!
None. I abstain.
You abstain. Do you know what? But there was a time, consecutive weeks, you walked in with your Arsenal shirt on. So you must have one good memory. One.
We won. But it was expected when we won.
Not when you beat Chelsea, though. That wasn't expected. No, you.
Even
no,
I knew we were gonna lose that game.
Oh, I knew we were gonna lose.
To be fair, you guys said it. Yeah,
drinking. Yeah. And when I saw Malang Sarr on there, I went down to the bar and I got drinks. I'm not watching that piece of crap. But you came in with your Arsenal shirt and you were happy about that, no?
Arsenal in, but that wasn't the highlight of my season.
What's the highlight of your season then?
My prayers formed against Chelsea.
No, she said for your club.
For your club.
There were none. I told you that there were none. What nothing.
Zaka, he scored or something.
Zaka,
can you say his name? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Zaka scored.
Zaka.
And he tapped the badge.
What about?
Wait, Brandon, you got stocks in Zaka. We need to have a conversation.
Jacket. What about Emil Smith Rowe? Since you remember you were sat over there trying to.
Everyone's giving suggestions and I said I abstain. Like, I don't. There was nothing good happened this season, nothing.
She asked you a question and you didn't answer.
I said my answer was I abstain. Yeah, when you're not answering.
That's not you.
You're
not
the master of not answering. That's how you can.
I need to remind you. I need to remind you to answer.
I
the question.
Answered. I said no. There was no highlight. There was answer not the question. A good point. That was the answer.
Answer the question properly.
Answer the question properly when I ask you about Chelsea. Don't talk about Arsenal.
Are you done?
Sorry.
Okay. Again? How many times?
Honestly. Why are they on the same couch?
I just had to remind her that I was here.
I hear it. So, one of your best moments as a Arsenal fan, please give us one.
Yeah, I've got one. The game against Wolves when we won 2-1.
I the comeback.
Expect it. Yeah, did not expect. I turned the
game. Rihanna, your face is killing me.
To be honest, I did not expect
have some standards.
It's a good point because we don't come back.
Yeah, I turned the TV off. Anyway.
We shouldn't have, but we.
And
have,
you know
like
how
said,
Wolves were. Why are they celebrating? Like, good. That's what you get. Pepe, 90-minute goal, boom.
How far?
Fantastic.
Fair enough. Ignore Brianna. Tima, what's one of your best moments?
Definitely beating Juventus at home 4-0. Because I think at that moment, I was like, rah, this team's actually like really performing really well. And I thought at that point, But it's actually bittersweet because that's the moment that Chilwell got injured. Yeah. But I thought at that moment, wow, we could actually really do something special.
We got like 3 injuries or 4 injuries in that game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was actually going to say that game is my best and my worst moment of being a Chelsea fan. Because I remember we were all at the game.
Yeah, that's the one I didn't go to.
Honestly, me and Oppa from Reactionary Brews, we went and we were so gassed in that game. It was unbelievable. But when I saw Chilwell's injury, because I could see exactly what happened, I saw the way he landed, I said, that's an ACL, he's done. And I was distraught. And then Thomas Tuchel bought Aspilicueta as by accident.
And then Shai kept reminding us how long he was going to be out for.
Bruh.
You know, come here saying 3 weeks will be back. I said, where?
I didn't. When they were hoping to listen, they told us December. Everyone was like, yeah, he might be back. I said, you guys don't know what ACL is. He might start walking by December, but that's it.
The fact that he's like, Samantha, because you're like the physio and that. Mm. Because he's like, he's back now, he's played today, that's something good, right? Like,
yeah, of course.
He played for a minute or so?
Yeah, but still, like, that's good for the injury.
He came on so the Chelsea fans can smile.
But the fact that he was able to, like, run, that's good for the ACL.
Yeah.
Wait, when did he get injured again?
In November.
What is the expected return date for an ACL, Samantha?
You should really come back. It should be like 6 to 8 months.
Eight months.
But for him to have played today, that's quite good. But I still wouldn't risk it, you know, putting on for like...
Just rest in the season. Just rest.
Technically, you shouldn't even play at all today. Mm. But getting ready for pre-season, calm.
Yeah.
But if he's ready, calm. But I just hope nothing happens to him.
That was a special announcement from our physio, Samantha. Our goldiest physio. Samantha was CK. Anyway, Shai, one of your best moments?
Signing Odegaard for me. Got stocks in that boy.
Yeah.
The bars in hell, man.
Can you miss him out, please?
Yeah. You see how I didn't speak when everyone was giving their highlights of the season?
Sorry. Let's give Shai that respect.
So for me, signing Martin Odegaard, I think probably the best signing we made this window. How it's become the rest of the transfers, but yeah.
Okay, Julie, what about you?
Rest!
No, because you're not going to see the rest of the thing. Like, he was good, though.
No, Tomiyasu was a good signing for the price we paid, but Odegaard was my highlight. I really wanted him, so yeah.
Saliba not wanting to come back.
That's my Saliba not wanting to come back.
Well, the reports were fake, so where do we go from there? Yeah, they were.
I doubt it, you know. He's playing Champions League football right now.
Well, he's not, because he's an Arsenal player again.
He doesn't want to stay, though. He doesn't want to be in prison.
That's fine, man. Rudiger didn't want to stay either. That's why he's not at Real Madrid.
Yeah, good for him.
Anyways, moving
on.
He
said no to slave trade.
Make sure you...
said no to slave trade. That way,
just go home.
He said no.
Make sure Koundé comes to the bridge.
What did you say?
Make sure Koundé comes to the bridge this season. Julie, it's your turn.
Julie, best moment of the season.
I think
Julie.
I'm like Rihanna. I don't have one.
Why can't Arsenal fans answer questions properly?
I don't have one. How can you tell me I have one?
Nobody said anything.
What about legit?
What about when Pepe?
I think our season.
Why are you giving suggestions?
Okay, we don't need to do that today. We're not talking about that today.
Please give us suggestions. Like someone did phone a friend on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Yeah, I don't think we had an amazing season. Like, for the price we spent, I'm sorry, it was a very average season. So I don't have a highlight. Just keep supporting individual players, you know. But
okay, who has been your favorite individual player?
Saka and Odegaard.
Okay, that can be a highlight for you. Saka and Odegaard performance
and Martinelli. I think them three.
I would have thought Martinelli.
Throw in Smith Rowe there. Those four.
Forget Smith Rowe. No.
Sorry. We're not going into that, but yeah, those collective.
I would have said for you
as a collective, my favorite players this season.
I would have said for you guys, Martinelli turning things around, especially because he was subjected to the bench and then proven to Arteta like
injury
I thought that would be a highlight. But okay, Bree, one of your best highlights this season?
Not particular games, but the first quarter of the season.
We were waxing lyrical. We were roaming the roads, storming the bridge.
I was really happy. Yeah.
I'm sorry, really shame it didn't continue.
It honestly is a shame that it didn't continue, but those are our best moments. Does anyone have anything else they want to add, as in, even if it's a best moment from none of that's from someone that's not your team?
My best moment is Man United
signing Ragnick,
finishing without a goal difference and just watching them crumble.
Zero.
Literally this season. I mean, I've got Ronaldo, Varane, Sancho.
Champions League Varane.
Europa League Varane.
And even at the verge of being in Conference League.
On the verge.
That's hilarious.
I'm happy that Bruno stank, you know. I feel like we don't talk about Bruno.
No. Guys, did you see the picture of Eric watching?
Yeah, he's not happy.
That's it.
Nah.
He already cut out AWB. He's like, you're not a part of my plans. Get out of here.
It's a shame that
our heart goes out to Audrey.
What did he do?
But I think the best game I watched this season as a neutral was Chelsea Liverpool, the Stamford Bridge one.
Mm.
I didn't expect Chelsea to come back into the game.
That was a good game.
Amazing.
That 2-2 was
amazing. I really shall win. I said we're going to lose, and I didn't go, my God. That atmosphere was the sound thing images, the microphones were crackling when they were
the loudest is like seven.
Yeah, the loudest Stamford Bridge has been. I think Juventus we were loud on.
I disagree.
Okay, well, you weren't there.
Hey, he was there.
Can I just say two highlights of my season were Liverpool not winning the league.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for what you've done for football.
I hope Gundogan has ate well. His stomach is full because he has done
and a Benzema, service. We need you to finish the job.
Yeah. They're doing a service.
Get the candles out, Brie, please.
Oh, please.
My second highlight was Arsenal finishing fifth.
That's nice.
Anyways.
I can give you a highlight.
Maybe Go on.
I was at Stamford Bridge. It was the Chelsea versus Liverpool 2-2. And, you know, I made Virgil van Dijk laugh.
Wasn't Sanchez wink at
you? Oh my God.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? I'm just getting that players. it's just a nice game.
But also, can we congratulate Tomori on winning the Scudetto?
Yeah.
And Giroud.
Sorry.
Giroud's left that.
Rent free. Hey, black people, leave Tamori. Just give him his praise and leave it there.
I love Tamori. Why didn't you say Giroud as well?
Because BLM, okay?
Because I was congratulating a black man winning a trophy.
And then you go and bring
Tamori. Yeah, congratulations to the black man. I love black man. I love the
black man.
I love Tamori. Don't get it twisted. I was really upset that, you know, Lampard got him out of here. I love Tamori, yeah?
All right. We will leave it there. And
no, don't end on that note.
We'll vote for our funniest cast member. I'm personally voting for Faye. No. If anyone else is voting for somebody else.
I'm voting for Audrey.
Audrey?
Yeah, 100%. Audrey.
Everyone else voting for Audrey?
Faye.
I think Faye.
Sorry, Auds.
All in all, Faye, congratulations. Funniest cast member this season.
Well, for the 2-3 episodes you've been here anyway.
She was in the storm. Let's not forget Hurricane Faye, that episode.
Oh, that episode.
Hurricane Faye was fucking your
thing. Wait, I have a question.
Go on.
What's that poll saying?
We're going to come to it. So,
did you retweet it from your account?
Yeah, I retweeted it from my account.
Of course, that's unfair.
Well, I've got a lot of Liverpool fans on my account.
You know,
to be fair.
Let me send it to you. Pod highlights or just like general season highlights?
Pardon?
Pod highlights or general season highlights?
General season highlights, that's what they were.
But does it include like stuff that people said on here as well?
We did worse than good takes.
Why? We didn't mention you saying that you would slap your mum for Tuchel.
How did you forget that one?
Oh my gosh, how did you forget that?
Tima.
What the hell?
Tima.
I remember that episode.
Forgot.
Anyway,
about that.
It's been nice recording.
That was a howler.
So, anyway, ending on that note, funniest cast member goes to Faye. We've all had some howlers. We've all had some best moments. We've had some worst moments. But all in all, Is there something funny that you want
to... The result of that poll is hilarious.
We'll come to the result. But all in all, guys, thank you for rocking with us this entire season. It's been a fun... Next season we've got even bigger plans for you, and this summer we've also got bigger plans for you, but it's time to reveal who is our right back in our team of the season. It was between Reece James and Trent Alexander-Arnold, and within 1 hour we've had 531 votes. 68.9% goes to Trent Alexander-Arnold.
What was she doing, man? Where was the retweets? Come on.
Did you vote? What's going on? I didn't vote.
Fima, did you vote? I'm recording an episode.
Did you vote? Okay, before you guys set off again, make sure you follow us on our socials at Gold Diggers UK. I'm on Twitter at Gold Diggers UK _ on Instagram. Follow us on TikTok at Gold Diggers UK. Follow our individual accounts, and also follow Reactionary Blues, who are here with us in the background. Thank you guys for another episode, and peace out for the season.
Bye.
Don't be surprised if I ask what a bag is.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.